Welcome in to Totally Patriots. It is finally here, opening weekend. We're at Patriot Place. My name is Romeo with Shauna.
Hi, Romeo. Yeah, it's football season. It's finally here. And hopefully, as the Patriots gear up for another successful season, we'll be with you all along the way, giving you a different look at your favorite players and your favorite team.
Plus, of course, some of the old stuff that you love from last season. How did they do that with Professor Fritz? He's back. We've got to find out what he was up to this summer.
He's nuts.
Can only imagine. And new this year, a behind-the-scenes look at Gillette Stadium. Some of the behind-the-scenes players who put together game day, who actually make everything happen. And I'm excited. Pat's Chat, it's back. You'll be speaking with some of the players. Have you thought about something, just like a crazy question you want to ask the players yet?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Pat's Chat gives us an opportunity to get to know the players on a different level, to learn things about them that you wouldn't otherwise ordinarily know. You know, I want to find out who's superstitious, what kind of music they listen to, and who has a celebrity crush. Ooh, do you have any of those?
That's a good one. I have a lot of celebrity crushes. Legally, I can't talk about a few of them. There's a few restraining orders out there right now, but there's a few of them. This season, too, by the way, if you're coming early and you're tailgating at a home game, be on the lookout. We'll be looking for you. I'll be out in the crowd. We'll be quizzing you in Totally Facts. Gotta find out who the real fans are out there. It's finally here. Opening weekend. Welcome in to Totally Patriots. Patriots getting ready to take on the Tennessee Titans. And although it's not Daniel Fells' first season in the NFL, you know the beginning of a season. There's always nerves. There's always a lot of pressure. Shauna is hanging out with some guys right now looking to put a little pressure of their own on Fells. Shauna?
Hey, Romeo. I'm inside the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and I'm joined by the football team from St. Peter Marion in Worcester. They're here to help me welcome in our guest of honor, Daniel Fells. So these guys are going to ask you a ton of really hard questions. Are you ready for that?
Sure, why not?
All right, I'll start us off. Now, in high school, you played baseball, basketball, and football. How did you pick football out of those three to become a professional athlete?
Well, it was a tough choice for me because growing up, I grew up loving baseball. My parents got me involved in sports at the age of five, so we grew up playing football, or I'm sorry, we grew up playing soccer, basketball, and baseball. And I didn't play football until I got to high school, so I didn't realize how much I loved it until I got there. And once I got to high school, I realized I wasn't too bad at it, so you know, it was able to carry me on and got me a scholarship.
Is it harder to play like when you're not at your home stadium or home field?
Some people say it is a little bit harder because you get that you don't have the home field advantage, you don't have your crowd cheering for you. But I love playing on the road. I love a hostile environment because my favorite part is just, you know, the crowd's against you. They're booing you on. And then, of course, you go out there, you make a big catch or a big play and just quiets them. I love just hearing them nice and quiet.
Who is your idol growing up?
Wow. I would have to say I was a Magic Johnson fan because I grew up in Southern California, so I love the Lakers. I grew up loving Magic Johnson. My favorite football player growing up was Randy Moss. Like, I mean, he's one of the best guys to play the game. Just love his style, love his attitude.
What's your favorite sport?
Favorite sport?
Yeah.
I like volleyball. Any of you guys watch the Olympics, you know, just watching the men's out there on the court and how hard they hit those balls. I don't know how a lot of those guys are able to dig and just get it up.
Do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents. I like to cook, and I can juggle.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
My favorite thing, whatever you like to eat.
And what do you juggle?
Some balls, some bowling pins.
No knives, nothing in the kitchen.
Nah, I stay away from that. I need my hands for my job, so I figure I'll
That's smart.
Put that off for now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Fells on that one. Juggling, knives, football player, we need your hands, man. Although it would be impressive. You want to talk about impressive? Ever wondered what goes into keeping and maintaining the fields here at Gillette? The practice fields alone use almost 100 gallons of paint a week. It's taken me nearly a year just to paint a guest bathroom in my house. Let's meet the man who gets it all done.
My job is taking care of the practice fields, stadium field, common grounds around the practice fields, and irrigating Patriot Place. I have a bachelor's degree in turf management from the University of Rhode Island. I have about 8 to 10 years of experience on golf courses, 2 years at a college level, and then 9 years at the professional level. The rule goes safety first, playability and consistency second, and then aesthetics is third. Monday through Friday, we probably work 80 to 90 hours a week to get the fields ready.
Spend a lot of hours, my feet up, and taking the little 2-hour cat nap.
We'll paint the practice fields, we'll paint the stadium field, we'll repair the fields, irrigate the fields, aerification, grooming, mowing. It has the list is forever. It's a great opportunity for me. I work for a great family, a family-owned business, and every day is a new challenge to put my education to a test.
Coming up, Daniel Fells cooks us up a recipe for taking care of our bodies.
Ever heard of rice?
And is Professor Fritz over-the-top excited for the season? He's breaking down Gronk's Superman touchdown catch from last season. Will it leave him speechless?
It takes your breath away, doesn't it?
And later, does Zoltan Mesko have a new singing career? We think you should stick to your day job, Zoltan. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. So earlier in the show, we saw that Daniel Fells likes to cook in his spare time. He's got healthy cooking down. It's not easy. But how does he stay in shape? You ever wonder how these past players work out? Sean is back with the boys, giving them the third degree and totally fit.
All right, thanks, Romeo. We're back here with Daniel Fells, and we have some health and fitness questions for you now. What I'm wondering is, what do you eat on the morning of game day?
I wouldn't say I'm superstitious, but I eat the same meal every game day. I always have 3 scrambled eggs with a little bit of cheese on top, then I put some salsa on top of that. I have 2 pieces of bacon, 1 piece of sausage, some hash browns, and 1 piece of French toast.
How much do you bench press?
The way we like to lift, we kind of put on a weight that we can do anywhere between 6 to 8 reps. So I was at 345, did it 8 times.
Do you like lifting or cardio better?
Lifting, yeah. But I mean, the way I lift, I like to kind of superset things, so you get a little bit of cardio, get your heart rate up as you do things.
Do you have any specific exercises that you do that are important for your position?
We like to do a lot of the power lifts, so bench press, power clean, and squats. I've fallen in love with a single leg squat, you know, just to kind of balance things out with your legs.
How do you treat muscle pains?
There's a fine line between pain and fatigue, you know, because, you know, sometimes you get like that ache after you work out. Sometimes you have to push through that, but you have to know what like the actual pain is. Like if it's something that you don't think is going to get better, ice and rest is probably the best thing for it. You know, you guys ever heard of rice? Rest, ice, compression, elevation? Probably the best thing for muscle pain.
Man, if eating the same meal before every game day isn't superstitious, I don't know what is. All right, it's time for some science. Professor Fritz is back. He's had the whole summer off. He's been watching the tapes from last season. We're going to let you know how some of your favorite players do some of those insane moves out on the field. What about during the playoffs? Remember Gronk's diving touchdown catch versus the Broncos? Here's Professor Fritz to break it all down and how they do that.
It's a bird.
It's a foot. It's Rob Gronkowski. This guy made some amazing catches last year. Tom Brady threw yet another amazing pass. And although Gronk had to reach out and lay out almost completely flat, they made the catch. The combination of timing, the keen aerodynamics of the pass, and the route gave Gronk just enough distance to make the catch. Takes your breath away, doesn't it? Let's take a look and see how that happened.
The football must travel in a way that has the least amount of cross-sectional surface area in comparison to the air molecules that it's traveling through. This is done through the spiral. The football is led by its nose, which is pointy and smaller. This enables the ball to soar through the air more smoothly because the smaller the front of the object traveling, the less air molecules to move through. It creates a more precise and stable pass. The easiest way to envision this is imagine an airplane cutting through the air in order for the plane to travel smoothly. It has to have minimal drag through the air it is traveling through. Check this out. Here's a penny. Now, if you strike it gently, just really, really slightly, it has hardly any spin at all, and it'll just flop over. Now, if I give it some more force, it has a tighter spin, it spins really quickly, and it'll spin for a lot longer. The same concept applies to the football. If a football is throwing minimal wobble or drag, it'll have a tighter spin. It cuts through the air more precisely, travels longer distances, and have a higher degree of accuracy. The more compact the spiral, the better the overall pass. As you can see, throwing the perfect pass is a lot more than luck. Now on to the kinematics involved with this play. Kinematics is the study of motion in terms of the time and distance of an object. Rob sets up on the left side of the field, takes a straight route, and hooks left to connect with Brady's pass. The entire time, the defender was at Rob's side until the last split seconds of the play. This is where Rob's acceleration beats out the defender, which is just enough for Brady to sneak the ball into the hands of an outstretched Gronkowski. Boom! Touchdown! Now you get the Superman references. I wonder if Gronk spends the offseason saving the world and conquering evil. I don't know, but I bet you Kryptonite can't even stop this guy from catching the ball. That's getting Gronk. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do it.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, we know Zoltan Mesko is from Romania, but he has us thinking he may have stepped foot in Transylvania one too many times.
I will suck your blood.
The King of Rock comes from the same state the Titans do. But will our fans stack up to Romeo and prove they are the kings of Totally Facts? Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows, it all begins within. Win from within. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. This segment of Totally Patriots is brought to you in part by Fuel Up to Play 60 and your New England dairy farmers.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Zoltan Mesko has never been one to shy away from the spotlight. Ever since joining the team in 2010, he's been extremely active both on and off the field. Ask any one of his teammates and they'll tell you he's one of the goofiest on the team. He's known to have a little bit of a crazy side, so let's see just how tilted he can be.
Where do I start? Everything about me is weird, but I'd rather be super weird than super boring.
I am Count Dracula! I will suck your blood!
The nerdiest thing I do would be just being a nerd and being the biggest goofball I can be. I don't take shame in it. I enjoy it. Whether people laugh at me or with me, I welcome it.
What are you, Chicken McFly?
In the team shower, I always belt out, "Everybody dance now!" And then the guys start with the beat. I have a lot of phobias, including spiders. If you're a girl, do not expect me to kill the spider for you because I will run screaming off. If I could hang out with celebrity for one day, it'd probably be Jim Carrey. I think it would be hilarious just to be with my idol for one day.
Shawshank Redemption!
Quote Dumb and Dumber for the whole day. It'd be hilarious. Or Ace Ventura.
Alrighty then.
If we could create a reality show to follow me around, that'd be pretty cool. It would entail all my goofiness.
California!
I think it would involve a lot of singing, a lot of dancing, a lot of screaming in the weight room. I tend to do a little Arnold when I get into my shrugs.
Ah, why does it feel so good? Oh my goodness, I am pumped up.
Well, that's certainly a side of the punter you don't see every day. I think the only muscle I'd be working out at the gym with him are my abs from laughing. And I know Romeo can be quite a jokester too, so let's see what kind of shenanigans he's getting into with the fans.
Thank you, Shauna. So we are here with Pats fans. Now, obviously, Pats fans know all about the Pats, but how much do they actually know about the opponents? This season, we are putting the fans to the test. It's time for a little Tennessee trivia test. How do you spell Tennessee?
T-E-N-E-S-E.
T-E-N-N.
Yep.
I.
T-E-N-N-E-S. S-E-E.
Nice job. You didn't even need the help. See?
Tom, thank you for
being here. Okay, name three states that border Tennessee.
New Orleans.
New Orleans is an estate. It's Louisiana. Louisiana.
ding. but that's wrong.
Mississippi.
Alabama.
It's up to you, man. Is he really with you guys?
North Carolina?
What king of rock and roll is originally from Tennessee?
Elvis.
Can you do a little Elvis impersonation?
No,
not at all.
Don't.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Which Titans player is one of six players in the history of the NFL to ever have more than 2,000 rushing yards in one season?
Can this be an ABC? Can you give us a couple of choices?
Nope.
It's Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson, you got it. You came through. And that is a great way to start Totally Facts. We're out here every week. Study up. We'll be looking for you. I'm surprised how many people actually could spell Tennessee that quickly. I still can't spell it. I'd probably spell it like 10-E-C. Tennessee.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows? It all begins within. Win from within. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
It's opening day for the Pats tomorrow, and it's also our first Patriots game day of the season. We'll go one-on-one with quarterback Devin McCourty, whose twin brother Jason plays the same position for the Titans.
Every day, we'll talk about something.
Including this week?
Nah, this week we switched it up. I told him to delete my number. I told him I'll text him next week. I'll get his number from my mom, and I'll let him know everything's okay.
Game day is at 11:30. The Pats and Titans kick off at 1 on WBZ. And the fifth quarter postgame show is on MyTV 38 right after the game. We'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. So all show long, Daniel Fels has been in our hot seat today with students. It's time to turn the tables a little bit. Can Zach go head-to-head with Daniel Fels? It's time for our gridiron gauntlet.
All right, since you guys are asking me some questions, I got some questions for my man, Zach. Zach, if you could answer three of these questions, we got a little prize for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. What QB did Tom Brady replace in 2001?
Drew Bledsoe.
All right, you got it right. Okay, fair enough. Which offensive tackle retired this year?
Was it Logan Mankins?
Sorry, Matt Light. Matt Light. How many AFC championships do the Patriots have since the year 2000?
Five.
You got it right. All right. Not bad, Zach. Okay. Wow, all right, we'll see how good you are. You ready? What is the Patriots logo called?
I have no idea.
Anybody know that answer? Flying Elvis is correct. All right, that's right. We got another question for you. All right, you ready? Last one.
I'm ready.
You good?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, no pressure. You're 2 for 4. This is your last question. All right. What were the Patriots originally called?
The Boston Patriots.
That was a trick question, but you got it. And you won your prize. Good job, guys.
Those are some pretty tough questions. I think Zach held his own.
He did. I want an autograph hat. Can you get me one of those?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll work on it.
See if you can work on that. Let's find out who got totally tweeted this week. It is Kristen wants to know, who would be your first round pick in a fantasy draft?
Hey, Kristen, if I had the first pick in a fantasy draft, I'd probably take the best quarterback I could, and I'd probably take Tom Brady. If it was the first pick, you want to go with a quarterback. Most people say running back, but I tend to lean towards quarterback. It's passing leagues nowadays. You're going to get a lot of stats, a lot of passing yards, and that'd be my advice.
If you guys want to get totally tweeted, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Totally Patriots. Romeo, game day is almost here. Are you excited?
It's finally here. I've been waiting all summer for this. Football is back, baby, finally. You know, it's going to be an interesting game, too, especially for a certain cornerback, Devin McCourty, twin brother, also a cornerback for the Titans.
I know, that definitely puts a twist on things. I wonder who their families root for.
Yeah, who do they root for? I dated some twins in high school, and they did this little switch on me one time, and watch them closely. You never know.
I know. If they switch teams for the game, that would be really interesting.
We'll keep them. Devin, we'll keep them.
Devin, you stick with us. All right, well, I guess that does it for us from Patriot Place. Be sure you guys stay with us all season long. We're going to send you out with some highlights from the preseason.
Come down and see us at Patriot Place. Go Pats!
Caught, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. Chandler Jones making the sack. Fires it upfield and is intercepted. Nice job by Nate Ebner. Touchdown, nice job by Mallett.